Hey, Kareem.
Hi, Tree.
We got a great show tonight on Angel Coaches, and so why don't you share with everybody what it's about? I think you do it so much better.
Well, tonight's show is about restoring your spirit through awareness of living in the present moment and slowing down. We rush through life every day. We're always so focused on the future and what needs to be done next. We're consumed by our goals, our deadlines, our activities, our responsibilities. We rush through it all just so we can get everything done by the end of the day. So tonight's discussion is about the sweetness of living in the present moment and slowing down and appreciating the now. So that's tonight's show.
I like the topic, and you and I discussed it before. And we got the idea from Oprah Winfrey's life class, because she did a lot. She chatted about it there and did a whole show on it. And had some great guests, and really, really got that point about how important it is to live in the moment. So I thought it was pretty cool. Do you have any stories you want to share, or experiences, or what you felt about, you know, some of the stories that she shared?
Well, you know, it's all synchronicity, because we were talking about the Oprah's Life Class show, and the other night I had gone out, you know, with my my girlfriends, and you know, they were talking to me, and they said to me, you know, so are you happy with where you're at right now? And I said, yes, I am happy with where I am right now. And they're like, yeah, but don't you want to accomplish more? Don't you want to do more? And like, you know, what are you going to be doing tomorrow? And, you know, this and that. And what are your goals? And I said, I am enjoying the present moment right now. I'm completely 100% satisfied in where I am at now. And, of course, everybody has ambitions, you know. But we forget about, you know, what Oprah said was so poignant. She said, the only time that you are living your life is in the present moment. And that really resonated with me, because we're always living in the past, or we're always living in the future. That's not living life. You're not living life if your mind is always back in the past, right, and recalling everything that's ever happened to you your entire life, or you're too focused on the future and what's going to happen next and what you want to happen and what you don't want to have happen. You're not living your life. You're only living your life in the present moment, in the now, right now. And I remember my entire discussion with my girlfriends was about, you know, they were all their worries and everything like that, and about the future and about relationships and about their careers and everything like that. And I remember just looking around at, you know, at the table and looking at them and going, you know, no, I don't want to worry about that right now. I just want to enjoy spending time with my girlfriends. I'm enjoying the now. And I really was, I got myself into this awareness where I actually was like, you know, even in the conversation of the past and the future and all of that, you know, what, for the moment that I got sucked into that energy, I remember almost looking at their faces as like a blur, because we weren't even enjoying the present. Our minds and our energy was on the future. So I was looking around the table and getting sucked into that energy. I remember seeing their faces as a blur. But as soon as I snapped out of that and I said, you know what, I'm enjoying the present moment right now, their faces came into focus for me.
Wow.
It was beautiful. And I just remember going, I shifted my energy and I said, no, I am enjoying now, the present, because I owe that to myself. Because I, you know, how often do I go out, you know, to ever even enjoy a night out with my girlfriends, and to be so focused on the future that we're not even enjoying the time out together is really a sad thing. So I wanted to, you know, I gave that to myself. I said, I deserve this, because I hardly ever go out. I deserve this moment right here.
That's really good. I like that.
And that's what enjoying the present moment is all about, living your life. And that's what I was doing. I was taking that moment to appreciate it for what it was. So
if it's okay, I want to share something with you, because you hearing your experience with living in the now, living in the moment, and enjoying it. I was chatting with a customer, who's also a friend, and she goes, Tree, I'm waiting for a job, a call from my job. You know, she had applied for a job, and she goes, and, you know, my guy, I left Saturday night because I wanted to give me a commitment and wanting to tell me what the future holds. And I was like, oh, that's a good one. I was like, good luck with that. And so, but I was chatting with her a little bit more, and she said, I told her, I said, you know what, you're living your life in pause. waiting for two phone calls, and that's all you're focused on. When is he going to call, and is he going to marry me, or whatever you want, and is that job going to call to give me a better job? Now, by the way, she already has a job, you know what I mean, and she just wants a better one. And I said, so you're not really living at all. You're living in a pause moment waiting for two phone calls, and when you look around, I said, just stay with me in the moment. What do you see? She goes, well, it just started snowing. She lives up north, obviously. And she said, and she was recalling some of the, you know, things that are going on around her. She goes, you know, you're right, Tariq. It's really, really beautiful. I said, you bet. And I said, just living in the moment, in the now. I know myself the other day, I was sitting watching, I'm a big Hallmark fan. I love Hallmark TV, and they're playing Christmas shows, right? And my daughter makes fun about it, but I was sitting in front of the TV, and my daughter was with me. She came to visit me for a couple days, and she was sitting there with me. My dog, you know, I have a six-month-old puppy, and she's almost 6 months, actually, so she's sitting there, and I was worried about, I got to make this call, I got to get this outline, and did that, you know, and I was like, wait a minute, I'm going to just concentrate on my dog. I'm enjoying spending time with her, my daughter, and watching this show with them, because I'll never, or with my daughter actually, but you know, Breezel, she'll watch anything, she doesn't care. She just likes to hang out with us. But I go, I'm just going to enjoy the moment just right here and right now. And you know, and I've had meditations with my angels, and they're, and you know, instead of worried about what's not happening in my life or what's not happening in my career, my business or personal life, just to sit still and just focus, look out and see what you see around you right at that moment. And it does work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It really, really does work. So I thought it was pretty cool.
Your life really does become a blur. I mean, it really does. And you can end your day and you look back and you go, you know, you've done so much because you've been going at 100 miles an hour the entire day. And at the end of the day, before you go to bed, you're like, what did I do today? That day went by so fast, right? Have you ever felt like that before? I felt like that so many times before. You were like, wow, this day just blew right past me. And it's because, you know, look back and think throughout the entire day, did you ever take a moment for yourself, just a moment, to appreciate just breathing, That's putting yourself in the present moment. And we always forget to do that because we're always worried about what's the next thing we've got to do, what's the next thing we've got to do. And that is not living your life. I can recall the last company that I worked for going through that for years and looking back and going, 5 years just passed by so quickly and not even really feeling like I even lived a moment of it because I was always in fast forward. So again, it's what Oprah says is that the only time that you were actually living your life is in the present moment. And that really has resonated with me to the very core of my being. And she says, if you're finding it hard, I mean, don't we deserve at least, I mean, how many minutes are there in a day, right? We can't even take 10 minutes for ourselves, just 10 minutes, even if you've got the kids, even if you've got these deadlines, even if you've got to make dinner and you've got to do all these things, what is 10 minutes? An actual conscious decision to take 10 minutes out of your day just to sit quietly or read a book or take a bath or do something just for yourself. And it's so important. I mean, not even the act of what you're doing is important, just to take a little bit of time for yourself so that you can actually really be conscious in the moment of actually presently living your life. I mean, it's eye-opening how fast we do things in every day. There's this great line from, you know, the movie Eat, Pray, Love.
I
can't remember the phrase that they say in Italian, but what that phrase means is the sweetness of doing nothing. And it's that scene where she's now fine. She just moved to Italy, and she found she's renting out this kind of like a rundown kind of a place. But she went to the market, and she got herself some asparagus and some. I think she got some prosciutto or something like that and some tomatoes, and she's cooking it, and she sits down on the floor without any furniture around. She's just sitting down in the room, and she just says to herself, the sweetness of doing nothing. And she's so conscious about every bite that she's taking as she's eating the asparagus and just really just living in that present moment. That's my favorite scene in the entire movie. I mean, I was like, I want to feel that bliss, just that joy and that bliss of just how happy she was just in that present moment. I mean, it is just, oh, I love that. I love that. I still love it. It gives me goosebumps when I think about it.
I think Eckhart Tolle, wrote a book about the power of now, being in the moment, being in the now. You're speaking of movies. Gosh, it was a few years ago. There was a movie, and I can't even remember the name of it, but the best line in that moment or in that movie was "Carpe diem." Seize the moment. Seize the day. Seize the moment. You know what I mean? Because you're never going to have that moment again. And I thought that was really, really cool. I have a friend of mine. Her name is Jen. She lives down in South Beach, and she shared this with me. She's spiritual, meditates, but lives her life in fast forward. But a couple of years ago, she'd been taking a hot bath, and she said, "Tariq," she goes, "I was in meditation," and she said, "when I was in the bath," and she said, "my soul, I saw my soul in each life that we have, this life that we have now, or past lives, or present, or future lives. This is the only time that we get to live the life that we have right here, right now, and enjoy it." I was like, "Well, that's cool." You know what I mean? So, yeah, slow down and enjoy the moment. When you do that, you can establish a better relationship, first of all, with yourself, with each and every relationship that you have, including your angels, your higher power, however you see that. But we were chatting a little bit, and there was some really, really significant things about living in the now, the moment. People really got some tough lessons with that. You remember what we were chatting about? And mm-hmm. and so you want to talk about that, or mm-hmm. or
there's a story of a woman who she's an assistant principal at an elementary school, and every morning her routine has been that her husband takes her two children. They have two children. One is about 5 years old. The other one is 2 years old. So it's still a baby. And every morning the husband would drop off the five-year-old at school, and then drop off the two-year-old at babysitters. And then he would go to work, and she would go to work, straight to work, because she would go to work earlier than him. But this one day, and it was the first day of the school year, her husband had a doctor's appointment, and so she ended up needing to take the 2 year old to babysitters before work. And she was really, really stressed out for the week prior to the first day of school, because you have to get prepared. It's the first day of school. It's a big deal. And all the things that she needed to do and prepare for that. And so she was, rushing around for the first couple of days. And even in the morning, she had it in her head, all the things that she needed to do for the day and all the things that she needed to do when she got to school and with the kids and everything. And so, so she had the baby, and in the morning she's getting ready, and she realizes, she's on the way to the babysitters, and she realizes it's too early to drop off her kid at the babysitters. So she decides to go and run some errands, in the meantime. And so she goes to a bakery to get some donuts, for the other teachers, and get a cake for the first day of school. And she decides, it's still a little bit early, so she goes to the school and drops off the baked goods and the cake and everything. But she gets caught up in it. She's at the school, and she starts working and starts going about her daily activities of what she needs to get done for the day. Now, later on in the afternoon, a coworker of her comes over and passes the parking lot and sees that her baby was still in the car.
Wow.
And runs over and tells her, "Did you forget to drop off your child at the babysitter's?" And she, freaks out, runs to the car, and realizes that her child has passed away, because it had been in the car the whole day. She had been so focused on what she needed to do for the entire day that she totally forgot that her baby was in the car and it had been sleeping and had been there the entire day. And so she lost her baby. And so that was a great lesson for her to realize that she needed to slow down. She needed to slow down and live in the present moment. And this is a really extreme example of what not slowing down and always living in the future what can happen when that happens. It's an extreme example, but it does happen. These things do happen. And I believe what you were saying is that she now travels across the country and is a motivational speaker on how to slow down, how to restore your spirit and live in the present so that these things do not happen to others. And she uses herself as an example. But yeah, I mean, and we've all been where she's at, You know, we all have, we all start every single day with a whole to-do list in our heads of what needs to get done and when it needs to get done and how we're going to get it done. And we are rushing through every single day, and we have been where she's at. And, you know, and it can happen to any one of us if we don't just remind ourselves to consistently stay in the present.
I like that story. That was in, and it's tragic, but she turned the tragedy into to something that can really help and serve humanity. You know, mm-hmm. But Corinne, I didn't realize this. There is a certain percentage of babies or small children that die because their parents forget to drop them. They've actually got a statistic about that forget to drop them off at the babysitter's. Not bad people. They just get so focused and so busy. And as you said, it's an extreme example. But it's okay if we share the other story too with the professor. You remember that one? He has pancreatic cancer, and he was sharing his story. And he says that when he was getting ready to do his last lecture, and he said, they always share with you that when you're doing your last lecture, do it as if you were going to die. It was the last one you're going to do before you die. And he said, well, I have to tell you, I am going to die soon. And he goes, I have pancreatic cancer. And he said, so he goes, and he said, you know, I'm facing mortality, looking it right in the face. And he said, he goes, it's not the, how did you say that? He goes, it's not the dying. It's like, he goes, that's a given. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to die soon. He goes, it's how I play, you know, if it was a deck of cards. He goes, that's how I play my hand, you know, how I experience the experience. And he said, I decided to do it with a lot of joy, a lot of fun. And he said, living my, you know, my time here, whatever time I have left, doing that. He goes, and I'm probably stronger than everyone in this room. And so he gets down on that. I thought it was cool. He got down and he did some setups and push-ups and showed how strong he was. And yet he was, you know, he says, I've not given up medical practices or, you know, taking medicine. He says, but I realize that the chances of my survival are, you know, probably I just don't have a great deal of time. He said, but the one thing I'm going to share with you guys is, he said, people are more important than things. And he goes, and enjoying your life, you can live it like Igor, the Winnie the Pooh. I think he's Winnie the Pooh. Or Tigger, he says, with a lot of joy and laughter. He said, so living it with a lot of joy and laughter, he said, that's what I'm choosing to do. And enjoying my time that I have left, like it's my last moment. And it, you know, very well, maybe. I think that he did that. And he was a great example because he lived for almost another year. Was giving his last lecture in October 2007 and died in 2008. But what a great legacy to live, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He was talking about that. But he made this one comment or one story, which I thought that was really, really very, very so true. But he said that he just got a new convertible. This was years ago, and he was watching his niece and his nephew so his sister and her husband could have a vacation once a month, and he would just take the children and watch them. And he said, he said his sister was saying, don't get anything dirty, don't eat in the car, don't do this because it's a new car. Anyway, the kids are looking over her shoulder, and he's in the back seat of his new convertible pouring a can of Coke on it. And she goes, and they're dying laughing. He goes, his sister turns around and says, why did you do that? He goes, people and their feelings are more important than things. And he says, I just want to make sure you know that. Well, anyway, when he takes the kids back to his sister's house, his little nephew got sick and threw up all in the car. And he says, it gave me great pleasure to know that he did not have to feel guilty by throwing up in that car, because I made a point to show him that his feelings were more important than things. How cool is that? You know what I mean?
I love that. That was my favorite part of that story. I was, you know, because we all, you know, care so much about keeping that car pristine, right?
Yeah.
we put more emphasis, you know, we got to keep that car clean because, you know, it's a reflection of us and so important, right? But the person that's sitting in the passenger seat is way more important than the condition of that car. And that was a great example of what he showed, because, you know, ultimately later on, the little boy ate something bad on that trip and then threw up in his back seat. So,
right. Yeah.
Right. So it made him feel like, not, you know, he, that his uncle had just poured a can of Coke and he just threw up. So it didn't make him feel bad at all. Otherwise he would have felt, you know, worse, you know, that he just ruined his uncle's car. I really like that story. It puts a great emphasis on the value of people and in living in the now. Because we always want to keep that car clean, right? Forever. Every single day, we've got to keep that car clean.
Living in the now is important. You're so right about that. So I think that we have Lindsay on line one. Do you want to chat with her? Because she's always a good one. She's got a lot of growth, a lot of good stories, and angel experiences. Lindsay.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I had a question, actually, tonight. I didn't have any good angel stories this week. I heard from the company that I followed up with, and they had said that they were still, a month later, they're still doing the interview process and whatnot, and I wasn't sure. I still feel like I get it, but I wanted you guys' feelings on it, because I know Thanksgiving is just around the corner. I just wanted you guys' feelings.
Lindsay, let me ask you, why is Thanksgiving so important to you? Why? Because you know you're going to get this job. Why is Thanksgiving so important to you?
Oh, it's a holiday.
Right, but why?
It wasn't like a specific, no. I just like Thanksgiving, and the holiday season starts up then.
I know, but then, so are you saying then that you cannot, you won't be able to enjoy your Thanksgiving unless you know you have this job?
I'm going to force myself to enjoy this holiday season. I didn't do it last year, and it was something I regretted. I would like to have it and feel even better, but I'm not going to let not having it stop me from enjoying it.
Okay, so then, do you yourself a favor and just take Thanksgiving, take that date out of your head,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Because your focus on that, on having it by this date, is what is pushing against allowing this to come into your life faster, okay? Because you know, and we've told you, you know this job is coming. So just, and it is coming, and you know the way that the universe works, that when it does come, it'll be at the right time for you. Neither you nor me or Tariq could pick the right date for you, right? Only God and the universe knows the right date for you, but you know the point is that you are going to get it right. So just mm-hmm. release yourself from that, from the hold of this date, okay? And just know that it is right there for you, okay? And you know the way that these companies work. You know, I told you that for me, I remember it took me like 3 months to hire someone, and you know, it was just, it's so busy, especially right now during the holidays. Mm-hmm. Not even psychically speaking, we're just talking about, you know, the industry. It's holiday time, and they're in fast forward. Retail is in fast forward right now. Okay, and I remember needing to hire someone before the holidays, but I just couldn't get around to it because I needed extra help, because the holidays is the busiest time of the year for retail and for marketing and for visual merchandising, and I just couldn't get around to it. It was just so busy that I ended up having to hire someone after the holidays, okay? Not to say that that's going to happen here with your situation, but I just want you to kind of release yourself. Yeah. Just release yourself from any day so that you can allow abundance in all forms to come to you, okay? Faster. All right. And just know that, just have faith that you will have this job. You will. You know this. Your angels have told you. You feel this in the very core of your soul. You know this, right? So now just
mm-hmm.
release yourself if you can. And just really, it's like what we're talking about today. The topic of today's show
is living in the moment. Yeah.
Yes, living in the moment, right? So when you are at Thanksgiving, and even right now today, you are appreciating and you're living in the moment of the now, not focused on the future, but of the state. It is just living in the moment and appreciating the now, where you are at now.
Lindsay?
Yeah?
I agree with Karine on that. You'll have your job, and I know that take away forcing yourself to enjoy the day. Just say, I'm going to enjoy this day, because you know what? Your angels have your back, they have your side, they have your front, but they always have you in your best interest at heart. And one of the biggest lessons I know that you've learned this year, and you've shared it with us, you know, here on the show, and we appreciate it, is that you're learning to trust and have faith, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think that you got that little nudge from your, your angels to just be, have faith. And they sent you, word from your company that you're going to work for, that they're still interviewing, but they have not forgotten. And you know what? You'll get your job in divine and perfect timing. You know that. And so just have patience, have faith, and enjoy Thanksgiving. And and that's a good thing. And live in the now. And that's a hard thing to do sometimes.
It's the hardest thing for me to do. But I do try every day. I really do try to. I always try and do something that's fun, that makes me smile, that I like, so I'm not just sitting. I do try, but sometimes it can just get a little frustrating. I just wanted to see if you guys still felt it coming.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I do. But the most important person that feels it coming is you. Okay. How do you feel about it?
Oh, on 11/11, I had meditated and felt like I was getting it, and that's why when they had emailed me back saying they were still interviewing, I was like, oh no, like it's been a month. I think fear kind of started to creep back in just a little, and I've been trying the past few days to put it back out, because they did respond right away, and some places don't even do that.
I think it's great. Don't take that as, like, you know, the fact that they're still interviewing as a sign that you are not the right candidate for the job, that you won't get it, okay? Because I remember when I was interviewing people, I knew when the girl came in, I knew I was going to hire her, but I still needed to see all the people that human resources had brought to me. It's just procedure. It's just processes. You just need to do it. But I always knew who was the front runner, and I ultimately did end up hiring her too, after I saw 15 more people after her. So so don't even worry about that, and just have faith. Really have faith, and kind of bring back to the forefront the energy of that connection with spirit when they told you that you would get it, and hold that within you right now, okay? Just kind of connect with that energy that you know, and you have faith, and that your angels have spoken to you and told you that you will get this job. Connect to that energy and just try to push out that fear. Connect to that energy, because that is truth. Fear is not truth. That connection with your higher self and with your angels, that is true right there, okay?
That's very good, Lindsay. Just remember, maybe this time that you've had looking for a job, meditating, taking classes, doing readings, sharing with us, has all been about your hibernation period to work on you to get the best possible job and have a great, great life.
There.
Yeah. There you go.
Sorry about that one. Thank you guys so much. Right. I really appreciate it. All right, Lindsay.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, Lindsay.
Well, that's a good point that you made. It's just fear and love, and living in fear and living in love. There's quite a difference there. So as you're enjoying the moments, living in the moment, make sure you say, I'll choose to live in the moment with a lot of love, right? So that's a key thing there too as well.
I have another good example of a situation with my friend. She is, she's got a great job. She's not really satisfied in it. And there were moments when she just wanted to quit. And because she just felt like she wasn't getting where she needed to go. And every time that you talk to her, she's always worrying about what her future looks like. That she's never allowed herself to really appreciate the job that she does have right now. Because she's always worried about, is this going to pan out for me? Am I going to be able to move up in this, the place where I'm at? And worried about that. And she's always in that mode of the future, that she's never allowed herself to appreciate the present moment. And I remember there was one period of time, I just saw her a couple weeks ago, she was in that mode again of like just looking way too far ahead. And I kept telling her, I said, well, what do you like about your job now? And she goes, I don't really know. She goes, I just don't think that I'll be able to get a promotion here. So I'm not even looking at what this job is right now. And I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, I don't know. I can't really explain it. I just not really like, I'm not really focused on what I'm doing day to day. I just want to know if there's a chance for me to get a promotion years down the line.
And, wow.
I know. And she has, I think, been working at this job for a little less than a year. And she's already worried about, you know, how's this going to look for me 5 years, 10 years down the line, that she was so worried that when she left and she went home, she went to her car and her car got hit by somebody on the street. And it was a hit and run.
Wow.
And, you know, so it's just this is another example of, like, if you don't live in the present and you're living in the future, what is the energy that you're sending out? You're sending out an energy of worry, anxiety, stress, strain, right? Fast forward.
Right.
And all of that pressure, that the universe can only bring you more of that, right? And it's a sign. It was a sign for her to slow down, because it was so symbolic, because it's like, you're trying to get to the next place, because she was rushing out of my meeting with her to rush to the next place to meet with someone else, that when she went outside to go get her car had been hit, and so she couldn't rush off to the next place. So it was a sign from the universe saying, you need to slow down, take a moment and appreciate the now, because now you can't get to the next place where you need to go. I mean, it's not really that funny, but it is a sign from the universe when you look at it that way and really look at it symbolically like that, because she was rushing out.
I like that, Corrine. That's so, I think that's key to as well. You were talking about your friend not even enjoying where she's at now, worrying about when her next promotion is going to be and missing out on all the moments, and it's the moments that count, right? You know, Steve Jobs said that. He goes, it's the moments that count. It really is.
Yeah.
Great leader. He said when you leave, you're not going to remember the things that you did in your job. You're going to remember the people and the moments you spent with the folks that you love and you cared about. So that's something I'm trying to remember as I lost my keys today. Remember I said, I'm going to call you. Let me call you back, Corrine. I think I left my keys somewhere.
Oh, I know. Okay. Did you know that you didn't hang up on me for the longest time? And I thought you still wanted to say something, but then I was like, oh, okay, I think she thought she hung up on me, so I think I'll just hang up on it now.
Well, I found him. I was like, what did I do with my keys?
You know, I heard all the rustling and the rumbling, and I thought, oh, she's going to say something else. And then I realized, oh, no, you're still
in my mind. Yeah. Living in the moment, looking for my keys, because I didn't remember where I put them, you know, because I was too busy going, where's my car, getting to my car, you know. So, hey, a little lesson for me there today as well. So, you know, you're talking about people like not slowing down, living in the moment, living in the now. What about those folks that live in the past? You know what I mean? Take their energy from the past. I spoke with someone earlier today. It was a guy, actually. He's a cutie, too. And he said, Terry, he goes, do you think she's going to call me? Do you think she likes me? Do you think, he goes, I remember when. And he goes, I'm just waiting for her to call. And how do you think, how would you answer someone like that, Corrine, about living in the past, worrying about if somebody's going to call them, are they going to get back together with them, and forgetting to enjoy right today? Have you experienced that with some of your clients or even your friends? I mean, we have a lot of our friends that go through that as well. We have really good friends, never us, but always really good friends of us, right?
Mm-hmm, so. Mm-hmm. If you're living in the past, and how can you ever really expect to move forward, right?
You're taking your energy from the past, right? You're
right.
Taking your energy right from now, but from the past, right?
Exactly. So what's that? What is that doing really energetically? If you are taking your energy from the past, right, and you're expecting to be able to project energy into the future and into the present to create new experiences, new opportunities, if you are drawing your energy from the past, you will cancel that out. Because energy from the past will only create more experiences that are like what you experienced in the past. So you can never move forward that way. You've really just got to release the past and have intentions of creating and manifesting a better future, but not expecting things or wishing for things or pushing against them or having anxiety about what the future looks like. And it's just enjoying the present moment so that you can allow that kind of abundance to arrive in any shape or form.
Wow.
You just stay in the present.
Really key there. Yeah, that's a real key thing there that you just said. One of the things that you and I have heard different people have shared with us in, you know, different seminars that we've listened to and even in our own seminars and workshops that we do, you know, we have to put ourselves first. I heard this, and I think it was today I heard it. you know, there was a lady, an older woman, she said that, we're, you know, in her generation, she was her mother's age, in her generation, they were taught to put their relationships with their spouse or their mate first and themselves second. And she goes, it's better when you reverse it. Put yourself first, and then everything else comes after that. Now, that's not an ego point of view. I think it's a love for yourself, and love for, you know, taking care of yourself. Because when you can take care of yourself, you can take care of others. Do you feel that way as well?
Right, right. I mean, it's just that analogy that we were talking about. I think I mentioned it on a couple shows ago, and then Oprah also mentioned it on one of her shows, which was kind of funny. She was saying the analogy of, you know, when you're on a plane, and they say, in the event of an emergency, and the oxygen masks fall down, you know, from the top of the ceiling, that you put it on yourself first before you put it on your children or whoever is next to you.
Right.
That requires your assistance. And that was something that I never fully understood, because in my head I was always thinking, well, I'm going to put it on my child first before I put it on myself, because I care about my child more than I care about myself. But that's not the point. We're missing the whole point. How can you take care of anyone else unless you take care of yourself first? And taking care of yourself means honoring yourself enough to just slow down for a couple minutes each day and reconnect with your spirit and just be still. Find ways to just calm down your anxiety, because I know we all feel anxiety every single day about something or another, and just do that for yourself. And I know people out there are going, well, you know, I'm so stressed about all these things in my life. You don't know how my life is. I've got this and this and this going on. I've got to do this, and I'm waiting on that, and these things haven't fallen into place yet. Aren't you worth it? Aren't we all worth it? And then what you are actually saying to me to me and you is that you are not worth just 10 minutes. This is, you know, that's a really
crazy,
sad thing. That's sad, you know? And for me, it's like, you know, for me, it was like, you know, we have to get over that guilt too. We've got all these people that we need to take care of. We've got all these things that we need to do. If I take 10 minutes out of my day for myself, I'm going to feel so guilty about caring yourself.
Right.
Did my microphone just click out there for a second?
I know I got yesterday, but that's okay. I was like sitting there. I was really tapped in, so I was like enjoying what you were saying. So I tracked with you. That is so true. So you know, we hear people say, "Oh, I like to take like Eat, Pray, Love." She took up, I think, a whole 6 months or a year. I can't even remember now.
It was a year.
There you go. I love that. I'm going to take a year and go drink umbrella drinks and on the beaches of the world. How about that? But until then, you know, if you just start, for those that are listening, if you just start taking 5 minutes for yourself a day, that's so key. And then take 10 minutes, you know. And I know Wayne Dyer says if you can just take 20 minutes for yourself in the morning or in the evening, it will help center yourself. Your connection with yourself, your higher self, will be strong. Your connection to how you see your creator will be strong, and you're just going to be better for not only yourself but everybody in your family.
Right.
I'll share this story with you. Last night I have a friend of mine. He said, "Can I come over and bring a bottle of wine? Let's have a couple glasses of wine together." He's always trying to do that. I go, "Well, my daughter's here. If you want to come and meditate with us, we'd love to have you." He goes, "I've never done that before. Do I need to put a stone in the middle of my head?" I go, "Only if you want to. You can just come over while you're, you know, by yourself." He goes, "What do you do when you meditate?" I go, "You center yourself and just think about you and your connection to God." He goes, "I've never done that before." I said, "That explains a lot." You know, so anyway, I got a message. He goes, "Are you going to do that thing again tonight? I'd like to come." It's funny. But, you know, I was chatting with him about being in the now, being in the moment, you know, and he was like, "I've never really done that before. I'm always worried about money and bills." And I said, "Yeah, most of us do, and that's okay."
Yeah.
But if you can take 5 or 10 minutes, just enjoy where you're at right there in that moment in time is always good.
Right.
So,
well, you know, it's because I think we think to ourselves, if we take 10 minutes out of our day just for ourselves, then we have less energy to spend on all the things that we need to do throughout the day. But that's not the truth. What we forget is that if we do take the 10 minutes out of every day just for ourselves, we'll have much more energy to spend on the things that we need to do. And the quality of the time that we spend having quality time with the people that we love will be of better quality.
Right. That's very true. And, you know, some of us are parents and some of us have relationships that we want to be the best for. And so if we're teaching our kids that to take time for themselves, but we don't do it ourselves, you know what I mean? How accurate is that? How truthful is that? You know, 50 people only do 50% of what we do. You know what I mean? So you better set the bar high. So at least take 10 minutes. Start there. I think when you're teaching your kids about loving themselves, putting themselves first, you know, and taking time for themselves, because that's so key. I teach my daughter that. I know that, you know, you and your sisters and you guys do that as well. And when you're in relationships too, I think that this is a real point that we miss sometimes. We want our relationship to treat us with respect and love. And part of treating us with respect and love is us treating ourselves like that first. Don't you agree? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. One of those things is, yeah, key moments, keep, you know, just a few minutes with her, you know, being in the now, being in the moment and just enjoying where we're at. And that's meditation, or maybe that's just sitting around and looking around and being grateful for what you have. So I think we've got a caller. I think Amy's on the line, and she's from Amy from Pennsylvania. So do you want to take her?
Sure.
Hi, Amy. Sometimes you and I talk so much they hang up.
Oh, I'm I'm here.
Oh, hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
I'm glad you waited.
No, that's okay. I enjoy everything you say is exactly right on.
There you go. Well, thank you. Anyway, what's your question?
I was living in my past, and I was actually keeping it alive. It was a bad past, and living in my past kept it alive. So I totally agree 100%, you know, what Kareem was saying, how you got to get out of that, because you're never going to make a good future if you're living in your past.
Right.
But,
are you never going to make a great now if you're living in the past?
Well, yeah, exactly.
You know?
That's right.
Now, present, yes, exactly. I have a question regarding my my case. I think she's a judge, I'm not sure. Her name is Jennifer, and last Tuesday she was looking over all of my documents that I had just recently submitted. And she said that they're going to make a decision within 2 weeks, hopefully sooner.
Wonderful. Wow. That's wonderful.
So are you getting that she's going to make a favorable decision?
Yes.
I am as well. Corinne, remember when she told us that she had a dream and the angel came to her in the dream and shared with you, and you told it, you shared it with us on the show, actually, that the angel told you were going to get your your... You know, so you've had a dream. You've got Corinne and I backing it up. Now it looks like the judge is backing it up. The only way you got to go, girl, is up. So just enjoy. Okay,
what a great... I didn't know if she was going to schedule me for a hearing, or is she going to approve me without a hearing?
I feel like that she'll talk to you. So that's what I get. So however, whatever that means. But let me explain. Instead of worrying, because I know you were worried about that in the past, instead of worrying about that, just put your energy on focusing, wow, you know, my angels were right. Tari and Corinne confirmed my angels. My feelings I'm confirming. I'm not going to worry about how this happens. Just know that I'm going to have it. What a great Thanksgiving present you have. So enjoy.
I'm hoping.
Okay.
Do you feel it will be by Thanksgiving?
It feels, Thanksgiving, it's in the next 2 weeks. So it feels like that you've got it coming this month. Okay. So in November.
Yeah, it's this month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's what we shared with you before, I think, Amy, if I'm not mistaken, when you called. You called before and asked us that question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I didn't have my documents submitted yet, and I didn't have a education judge assigned to my case yet. And now I actually have a judge assigned to my case, and her name is Jennifer. And she actually said the words that she's going to review it and hopefully have a decision within the next 2 weeks, hopefully sooner. Those were her words.
Wonderful.
That's what I feel. Because, well, Corinne and I told you that's what we got, that it would happen in November. So here you are. We want you to call and share with everybody, you know, about your outcome and let us know. Okay. And that would be something that we'll look forward to. The other thing that I feel with you too, Amy, is it's going to be, just remember to you know, have gratitude for it. Don't worry about anything else, because I feel you're a little worried about being in front of her and all that. Don't worry about it. Just enjoy. Thank your angels for giving you this, because every thought counts, and we were just chatting a little bit about that tonight. Mm-hmm. So every thought that you have, you want it to be like a good thought, okay? So
I meditate every night. That's what I was worried about, because I'm on a lot of medication now, and I didn't know if that would start to interfere with my spirit connection.
No, I don't think so. It feels like you're fine, and just that's what I get, and that you're fine, and your spirit, your connection with the divine, however you see your angels, your grandma. So just enjoy that connection. Tell me something right now that you're grateful for.
My family.
Good deal. Thanksgiving. Good deal. Thanksgiving at your house, right? Anyway, I'm teasing. So, thank you for sharing. Corinne, do you have anything? Because I think that's cool what's going on with her. Do you remember talking to her about this?
I do. And I remember it being happening for you in November. So, and it feels like you're going to have a conversation with the judge. However that plays out, the end result is that you're going to be approved for it. So, you know, whatever steps that happen in between are just a part of the process. So there's nothing to worry about with that, because you know what the end result is going to be. So, whether that conversation takes 10 minutes or an hour, it doesn't matter, right? Because the end result is, it's like somebody saying, you know, come shopping with me, and at the end of my shopping trip, I'm going to buy you this beautiful Gucci purse. Mm-hmm. But the shop, you know, and you're not going to care that shopping trip takes 10 minutes or the whole day, right? Because you know you're getting a purse at the end of it. So, it's the same thing. So, really just have faith and just trust in the process, and the end, and you know what the end result is going to be. So
I'm hoping. If they schedule a hearing, it could be another 3 months. That's what I have at the back of my head.
Amy, I got to tell you, you've got to let that go and just be in the moment. You are getting dreams. You know, we have people that we talk to all the time that they don't get dreams. They don't have the connection that you have. And you know what they have to rely on is their faith, their intuition. But you've got an angelic dream saying, Amy, you're going to get this money. And they're going to not cheat you out of it, okay? That's the angels, they don't cheat. They don't lie and they don't cheat.
Well, I know they don't, they wouldn't give me false hope. I know that. In fact,
Mm-hmm. Just keep that thought strong in your head. That's the and I get you, because I know that we all have down days, all right, or challenges. But when you have those moments where it's in the back of your head or it's in the front of your head, just say, hey, you know what? This thought's here. I recognize it. I'm not going to push it away. Just take it from me, because I know that you guys gave me a great dream, and I know it's going to be that or even better. So that's a key thing for you there.
Right. And I'm getting the number 8 around you really, really strong. And the 8, to me, this is not a date. This is not a month. This is the number 8 symbolizing money coming in with you. Okay. So you're just like what Therese said, you've been given the signs through your dreams and everything like that. So you're going to get it.
I did have nothing to worry about. Nights ago, I was in a house. It was in the 1960s. I was way back in the 1960s because I was looking for my dad. He played football, and I was looking through drawers. I see the house right now where I was, and I don't know where I was.
Oh, that's so neat.
I was
neat.
Looking through drawers in a curio cabinet or a china cabinet for my dad's football pictures or when he played football, because we were in the 1960s. I was in a, my family was there, so I don't know what we were doing in the 60s. Everything.
Can I tell you what I got with that right now? Mm-hmm. It was almost like you weren't yourself. You were somebody else in that moment in time. I can't explain how I know that, but that's what I got. Okay?
I don't know. I can't explain it either. I don't know what I was there. I was there. I was honestly there. And I don't know why I was there. I can tell you exactly what was in the house and everything, but I don't know why was I there? That's what I don't understand.
I think you just projected yourself back into, because, you know, time, we've talked about this before, where time, the past, present, the future all happens now, because it doesn't feel like it was like a dream that would be symbolic for what is happening now. It feels like you went back in that time period. You went back to that time period.
That wasn't
what that feels
alive
like.
In the 60s. Mm-hmm.
Right. You just traveled back there.
Yeah, I didn't know why, though. I was there. I wasn't a house I recognized at all. Wasn't anything, but I just know I was looking for drawers, like, oh, my dad was in high school at this time, so I'm sure he has football pictures in the drawers. It was like 1965, 66, and that's what made me think, oh, my dad was a football player at this time.
Oh, that's neat.
That's why I was looking for his football pictures, because I just knew I was in the it was like 1965 or 66 or something. I was like, oh,
well,
wow.
There you go. Time travel, and that would be good. Or if you go see Matthew McConaughey, give him my number. Okay, do you understand if you go back to you, okay?
That's always fun. That'd be nice.
Anyway, say call to me, okay, if you want to date. Anyway, Amy, you're amazing. Let us know how that works out and give us a call.
I will definitely.
Okay,
well,
all right,
wonderful.
My dear.
Thank you so much. I hope to talk to you on Tuesday soon.
Okay. Oh, wonderful.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's good. I'd like to go. I feel period of time. So how cool is that to be able to travel, you know, too, as well? That's what you call definitely living in the past, but in a good way. Yeah. Yeah, right?
That's so true.
Yeah. That's the only way you want to live in the past, if you go back and visit time. You know what I mean? So anyway. There's a few cake parties in college I'd like to go visit. That's fun. That was fun. I always had fun with my friends, you know. You know, you said something to a few minutes ago about, you know, when you live in the past or you live too much in the future, you bring it, you bring the energy to the now. And so some people wonder, I think they wonder why, you know, they're in the moment and they've been working on prosperity and they've been working on releasing and it's in the present now and where they're at, they're still feeling those same thoughts that they had before. And, you know, I read this the other day in Personal Power Through Awareness. My angels told me to read it again. I've read it about three times. Maybe this time I'll actually get it. I'm teasing. But one of the things they said that sometimes when the thoughts that you have, you know, you've had so many thoughts about what you don't have or what you do have, good or bad thoughts, that you may not be thinking them now and working on changing your thoughts, that you're still having the energy from those thoughts that are in the present moment, even though you've changed them. You know what I'm saying? It's like the energy is still coming to you because those thoughts are still there. You know what I mean? Or that energy is still there, even though the thoughts are not. Do you agree with that? Yeah, Personal Power Through Awareness, when I read that, I was like, wow. You know, that caught me off guard a little bit.
Say that again. Repeat that again. You were
there,
saying
the,
something
the,
about
the,
that.
When you think thoughts, like, say, why am I still experiencing all these negative feelings? I've worked on, done all the prosperity work, I've done the meditations, and what Personal Power Through Awareness, the book stated, is that a lot of times you've changed the thoughts, you're thinking great thoughts now, but because there's been so many negative ones, or there's been so much energy put into thinking a certain way, or so many thoughts, that energy is still with you. You know what I mean? Right now. Right, you know, right today. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow. But they also gave a solution. They said, just one positive thought erases 10,000 negative ones. So I was like, okay. So if you're in the now and you're not liking what you're feeling, just think of positive thoughts. So one positive thought erases 10,000 negative ones. How cool is that, right?
I love that. I like that. And just being grateful for one thing, like, you know, what you were asking Amy. And Oprah says, if you're finding it hard, Just observe breathing and then be grateful and appreciate the fact that you are breathing. And that will do two things, put you in the moment of the present and also expressing gratitude from love.
Good.
And it's twice as powerful.
That's true. That is very true. So just focus on breathing. Sounds like the guys that day. I have one specific requirement that they got to be breathing. So anyway. well, that's good too. And then also one of the things that I know myself is just if I just stop and look around and just think about what's going on, you know, focus on like whatever's going on around me in that moment, it will keep me out of my head. Because sometimes you get lost in your head and your thoughts from the past or living in the future. And if you just look around, what's going around you right now, whether it's a TV show, whether it's a radio station, you know, or just if you're driving, noticing the landscape, that's what I've done. And it's getting easier to do, to live in the now. You know what I mean? So I never realized how I'm always going so fast And I go, I gotta slow down. So anyway, that's something I do myself. Okay, we've got about another minute or so. So if anybody that's listening wants to have a reading or to share in a manifesting call, we have a Tuesday night call at 9:30 East Coast time. Then just go to angelcoaches.com and email us, and we'll send you the number. And it's free. I love anything free and uplifting, right? You know what I mean? So, and we've got a lot. I know, right? We've got a lot of workshops coming up. And do you want to share with people what's going on? Workshops that we've got coming up.
We've got a lot. We've got the workshops that we have are for Indigo Crystal Rainbow Children. We also have one for developing your own spiritual business. And we've got a future life progression workshop too as well. So if you want more information, you can look for us on the website at angelcoaches.com.
Yeah, so anyway, and then also if Thanksgiving's coming up, so we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next week on our show.
All right, good night.
Good night, everybody.